From Howard Shook's perspective, being elected to city council is like being hired for a 9-to-5, and then some.
If you represent a district where you have a lot of constituent situations you're trying to unsnarl, and if you chair a committee, it's absolutely a full-time job.
And it's a job the councilman from Buckhead thought other people would be good for, too. But there was one problem with recruiting.
When I get to the point about the salary and the hours involved, there's a lot of laughter and the conversation ends.
He says they don't think $39,000 a year is anywhere near enough. An elected official compensation commission agreed. The commission compared Atlanta's city council to Boston, D.C., and four other cities. And after doing so, the group recommended bumping each councilor's salary up to $60,000. The council passed the recommendation 10-4. Councilman C.T. Martin was one of the four.
It made sense for us to hold it until we see what the employees were going to get.
Martin wanted city councilors and city workers to get raises at the same time.
Our employees don't make a lot of money. They've gone a long time without compensation.
Workers have received bonuses and cost of living adjustments. And union heads agree city councilors work hard, but they say so do city employees. Jim Dawes heads Atlanta's Firefighters Union.
My frustration is the way Atlanta's firefighters have been allowed for over a decade now to fall further and further behind their markets in the metro Atlanta area.
For example, Dawes says, on average, Atlanta firefighters with 10 years of experience make less than their counterparts in DeKalb, Gwinnett, Fulton, and Cobb counties. Two local union heads plan to ask Mayor Kasim Reed to veto the pay raises. And if he does, Dawes says it won't matter. 10 city council votes are enough to override a veto. Charles Edwards, WABE News.